the background over here.
Yeah, we're about 30 seconds away.
Okay,
can somebody see if you can plug in my notes there?
Which side?
You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church. And of course, every Sunday we are having church on bpnradio.com. But once a month, we're also having it on Facebook Live. That would be the Dale W. Gentry Facebook, and also the Dale Gentry Facebook. So good to have you joining us here on this first Sunday in August. It's been a hot summer
here
in August, hasn't it? Here we are from our ministry center in Austin, Texas, and we are absolutely delighted that you have joined us. Ian and Allison Kieber are with us today. It's just going to be a wonderful time.
It's going to be a great day.
A great day.
Yes,
a great day. And delighted to have all of you that are members of Breakout Radio Church. We have some wonderful things to share today. I'm going to be preaching on the anointing, and it's just going to be fantastic. So let's get started. We're going to pray. The will, plan, and purpose of God be done today. Father, Gene and I are so delighted to be leading Breakout Radio Church, now in our third year, calling nations to pray with us and responding to the words of Jesus to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We are a church without walls, and responding to the call to go into all the world, and we, of course, are a house of prayer for all nations. So, Lord, the will of God be done here today.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well,
amen.
I'm excited. Aren't you, Gene?
Yes, I am.
We told the congregation last week that Gene and I had taken off most of July just to rest our voice.
Yes.
And to spend some time with each other and kind of get refreshed. So
some much-needed rest.
Much-needed rest.
It was a wonderful time.
Yeah, it was. We enjoyed it.
We did.
Yeah, we did. And so wonderful things. We had a lot of revelation while we were gone. We're going to share some of those things this morning. And I'm excited what God is doing. Several years ago, I had a friend that wrote a song that we're going to sing as our worship song today. And it's entitled "Calling All Nations." I have the words up on our screen somewhere. And so today we are giving a call for an official call.
Yes.
Now I've been saying for the last 2 years that we are going into all the nations and preach the gospel, but we're actually giving an official call, and we have some advancements and some we have some enlargements that we're going to talk about today. But Noel Richards wrote this song, and after we had led prayer at Wembley Stadium back in 1997 in London, England, the night after that happened, I began to prophesy over Noel Richards. I said, "You're going to this place next. You're going to stadiums of the world, and you're going to this place next." And I did not know. I just described it in my spirit, but he said, "I know where that's at."
That's right.
That is in Berlin, Germany.
Yes.
So Gene and I were ministering in Frankfurt, Germany. We took a train to Berlin and met Noel Richards and several of the key people there.
Yes.
And we had a service right in the middle of that 60,000 seat stadium preparation for the gathering of the nation.
Yes.
And that on that day we called all nations. We're gonna give that call once again. We're going to call all nations today, and I'm really, really excited. I was up early yesterday morning, late yesterday, last night, just rehearsing what God was going to do. So Noel Richards, who wrote that song, we sung that song that day.
Yes.
We're going to sing it, and you may not know the words, but just hum along, because we're all going to gather in, and we're going to call all nations, go into all the world and preach the gospel. That's what we're doing. So Noel Richards is going to sing it. And I trust that you are joining. Father, we just agree right now in Jesus' name, the will of God's going to be done here at Breakout Radio Church.
Yes.
On this Sunday morning. In the name of Jesus. On our ears to hear, eyes to see, heart to receive.
Yet to play when we get.
worship you right now in the name of Jesus. We are so thankful that we have the opportunity from our ministry center in Austin, Texas, to reach out across America and the nations of the world that we know that are watching and listening today. We would have never thought it could have happened many years ago, but here we are living in this age where we can go into all the world from one geographical location in America. And we are so thankful for the vision that you put in our heart to reach out to the nations of the world. Hallelujah. We worship you today. Yes. We honor you today. Hallelujah. Come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. We are so blessed. Hallelujah. We honor you today. Magnify your name today. Hallelujah.
The joy of the Lord just fill you up. The joy of the Lord fills us up.
Hallelujah.
Let it magnify.
Hallelujah.
Inside you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wherever you are, wherever you go.
Thank you, Jesus. Wherever you may be. Grateful. Hallelujah. Lifting up holy hands to a holy God. We are so very, very thankful, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I love the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And Ian Allison, it's good to have you guys back today. It's been a whole month since we've been together.
It has.
And we love this couple. Ian's going to come.
Yes,
and
we do.
Gonna
they're
give
a
you
blessing
an
to us.
They are a blessing, anointed blessing.
Yes.
And they're going to Ian's going to come and give you an opportunity to give. I'm going to preach. I got this word in my spirit. I'm going to preach. And then we're going to, Allison's going to come and lead us in prayer. Whatever the Holy Ghost does, we're open to, we're open to the Holy Ghost. We don't have
we don't have
a select agenda we go by, but we're open. And tell your friends that we're broadcasting live today. And this service, of course, will be replayed on BPN Radio at 10 this morning, Central Time. Okay, Ian.
All right.
Give the people an opportunity to give.
Absolutely. Love to. What a great blessing it is to be back today. So grateful to be here with y'all. Thanks for joining us on Facebook Live and throughout the airwaves across the world. We just love that you're here with us again today. And I got to share something real quick. Last night, my 8-year-old son had a loose tooth. And both our kids, we have our son turns 8 this week and our daughter turns 6. And both of them are dealing with loose teeth, and they're both dealing with them in kind of different fashions right now. The 6-year-old is very scared to have this tooth. It bothers her. It's kind of freaking her out. She's anxious about it. And my son last night says, "Dad, this tooth is bothering me. Can we attach it to the Nerf gun, and then I can shoot it, and it'll pull my tooth out?" And I said, "Absolutely, son. Let's do this." And so they're going to somewhere with us. So we did it last night. At first, we missed the first time. It's bothering him. It's hurting a little bit. The second time, we got it attached, and he shot it, and it came right out. And joy overcame him as it came out of him and such. And I was reflecting on that as you know what how amazing God is that as little young adults, he's preparing us in life to have some painful moments. But those painful moments are really in place to bring something greater and like to grow a bigger tooth, to have something more grow out of that space of pain. And I wanted to bring that to you this morning because I don't know what you may be dealing with, but oftentimes when we go to give tithes and offerings, sometimes we can feel a little pain, like, should I be doing this, or trepidation? But God's preparing you through that pain to give you something greater, right? Whatever is there. And so We want to give you and the joy. Like, how are you approaching that? Like, sometimes we go, wait, I should be giving with a heart of gratitude and of joy to give God what is already His, you know, and go, how wonderful that is. And so we want to give you a chance, congregation, today to give your tithes and offerings. And you can do so a couple of different ways. Number one, you can go to the beautiful new website, bpnradio.com, and there's a donate button on it that allows you to give through PayPal with a debit or a credit card, or if you prefer to write out a check and mail it, you can do so by sending your checks to Breakout Ministries, and that's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. And again, he's preparing something great for you. So give joyously. You know, let's just pray for all the congregation today. Father God, we thank you so much for this time, for letting us be here now at this time, Lord. You could have had us born at any other time, but we are here today with all of the opportunities, with the boundless opportunity that happens around us, Lord, with the blessings all around us, God. May we focus on those blessings, Lord, that we see in our lives today, and we expand on those that we see that sometimes those painful moments are removed so that you can bring something greater into us, God. We just bless those tithes and offerings that the congregation so joyfully gives, Lord. And we just thank you again for all that you're doing here at this time and space, and for us being alive right now, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. All right, and I'll invite Dale to come back up. So thanks so much for letting me share this morning.
Okay. Ian Kieber, thank you so very, very much for your faithfulness and encouraging people to give. Breakout Radio Church, of course, is supported by you, our loyal church members. Gene and I, we used to be traveling out almost every Sunday of the year for over 30 years, but we very seldom do that anymore. We are preaching here at Breakout Radio Church, and we are so delighted. Well, I want you to turn your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Mark. Mark chapter number 16. Friday morning, I woke up early Friday morning, as I do most every morning. I woke up Friday morning with these words ringing in my ears: go into all the world and preach the gospel. Now, that's what we've been doing now for about over 2 years at Breakout Radio Church. And of course, Gene and I, over the years, over the past, 35 years or so that we traveled, we have gone into many nations of the world. My grandson, Hunter Dale Gentry, he was talking about going to different nations at lunch the other day. And he would say, I'd like to go there. And Gene and I'd say, well, we've been there. And well, tell me a little bit about that. So we've been to so many different nations. But never have I had the opportunity to go into nations, to nations on a Sunday morning from our ministry center in Austin, Texas. And I know that I've spoken that before, but He magnified my vision. He magnified my call. He magnified my anointing here at Breakout Radio Church, which is being sent out by bpnradio.com, magnified the call. He can do that. And so today I want to share that with you. But he was speaking to me from Mark chapter 16 when I woke up, and immediately I knew this was the Holy Spirit. Here's what it says. And he said to them, go into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature, or all creation. And then he said, these signs are going to follow them that do to that believe. Then he said, they will take up serpents, and he talked to them. Then he goes on down to verse number 19. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and set down at the right hand of God. That's pretty awesome. And they went out and preached everywhere. They did what? They went out and preached everywhere. They did not hesitate. Now, I know that Luke, he had a different take on the last words of Jesus, but evidently these were the last words that Mark heard and before he ascended up into heaven. And he told them, I want you to go preach. And after they saw him go up into heaven, they went out and started preaching. They'd been practicing for a while, and now they were doing the real thing. Jesus wasn't there to preach on their behalf, but now it was their turn, fueled by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we find that after 400 silent years, can you imagine from the book of Malachi to the book of Matthew, there was 400 silent years. And the 400 silent years was broken by the voice of the cousin of Jesus Christ. His name was John the Baptist. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 3, in those days, John the Baptist came doing what? Preaching the first thing that happened after the 400 silent years, of course, we have in Matthew chapter 1, chapter 2, it's the genealogy of Adam, and it goes on down to Jesus, and then it talks about his birth. But when this actual scene opens of activity, the first thing that happens, here comes this wild man, this radical man, whose main diet was grasshoppers and honey, and he begins to preach. And he says, I want you to repent. So the first message was repent. Let's get right with God. He called out the religious people, and he was a wild man. So he came preaching. He opened up he broke the silence after 400 years and opened up the curtains and began to preach. And then he began to baptize. And Jesus Christ himself came and had John to baptize him, John the Baptist to baptize him in water. And then later it talks about Jesus starting to preach. And then Jesus preached. And then it talks about throughout the scriptures how preaching began to expand and enlarge. And so Jesus began to call out people to preach. So the words that God got put in my spirit, and I've been sensing this for a long time. I was in a meeting with one of my prophetic sons, two or three years ago, and I said to him, Tony, where have all the preachers gone? And it seemed like that just reverberated in my spirit. Where have all the preachers gone? We have a lot of people that are exhorters. We have a lot of motivational speakers. We have a lot of men that have memorized other people's sermons or teachings. We have a lot of teaching. We have some instruction. But where have all the preachers gone? And somebody said, what is preaching? Preaching is where you stand up. The Bible said that Peter stood up. He stood up on the day of Pentecost, began to instruct the other leaders. And so there is an instruction that goes on. And so Peter stood up and he began to preach. The Bible said that he raised his voice. So preaching, teaching is a lesson. Preaching is a message. You know, Jonah, about the only time it talks about preaching in the Old Testament was Jonah. And he gets a lot of criticism. Wrong way Jonah, irresponsible Jonah, disobedient Jonah. And they attach all kinds of different names to Jonah. But Jonah had a word from God. And the word was, I'm going to destroy Nineveh, but you have to go preach the gospel. You got to realize that our preaching stands between so many people in hell. We are a rescuer. We preach. We have a message. And the message is with great passion and great desire. Somebody called great unction. I don't know exactly what unction is. You know when you have it and you know when you don't. There is that unction to preach the gospel. There are some people that preach loud. There's some people that preach a little bit quiet, but you can feel the passion of God in their voice. My dad, when I first started out preaching, he said to me, son, if you can't preach good, you preach loud. So sometimes I do get loud because I'm excited. I'm enthused about the message that God has put in my heart. And that is to preach the gospel. And so Jonah had a message, and the message was, 40 days, and this city is going to go under. This city is going to be destroyed in 40 days. When we preach, we must have a message. It's not just getting up there and reading scripture. Now, if we are a teacher, then we just go line on line, and we can share that, which is very good instructions. Or if we are one that testifies, we can get up and just tell our story of what God has done in our lives. But if we are a preacher, then we must have a message to preach. And so I have a message today, and it talks about the anointing to preach the gospel. The anointing to preach the gospel. And I believe there is a clarion call. There is a major call that is going out today for people to preach the gospel. There is a drought in the land. We used to, 30, 40 years ago, there was all kinds of preachers. I don't know what happened to them. But I'm doing everything I can to to call people out of obscurity, call people even from away from their jobs if necessary. You know, Jesus, he left his job as a carpenter, and he called all those disciples, he called them from their jobs. Now, I know that takes a step of faith, and I know that we can do both, but he just knew that there was a tremendous need after those 400 years to preach the gospel. So we're kind of in the same situation today. We're in silent years where we have lots of teachers, and I'm not casting aspersions on teachers. Thank God for teachers who go line upon line and have a subject to teach. And we have motivational speakers that gets people all wound up and excited. But we need people that will preach the gospel. And what are they going to say? They are going to have a message that the Holy Ghost has been speaking to them. I've been meditating this week, and God put a message in my heart. I thought after after we had led a church for 2 years and went to the next church, I thought, man, I've got 2 years of sermons that I can use, and I'll just use a different sermon every Sunday. No, not didn't work. Because every Sunday there was fresh manna. As a pastor of Breakout Radio Church, I need to have fresh manna. I don't need to just repeat a sermon or a message. I need to have something that is hot on the burner and is just off of the altar that I can share with you. And the message today is that God is calling people to preach. Not just preach in your city, but to preach all across America and around the world. Okay. And so I believe I had no pattern to go by when I began to birth over 2 years ago Breakout Radio Church. There's some pastors that still question me, is that possible to have a Breakout Radio Church? I don't know, but we're doing it. I don't know if, I'm sure other people are doing it. I don't know who they are. I just know that God spoke to me, and today I know that I'm being heard across America and nations of the world. I got so excited when I checked out this week that every nation, every country, I know we kind of, I know there's how many countries or nations the world's kind of questionable. I believe there's over 200, but according to the internet, there's actually 196 actual nations, and all of those 196 nations have internet. So that means now that we have the opportunity at Breakout Radio Church, with the help of bpnradio.com, that we have the opportunity to preach in every nation of the world. Every nation of the world. I mean, there's over 100 nations that understand English. And then I begin to go down and think about I wrote down the statistics, looked up the statistics this week with just four additional. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to share it with you today. I believe that we are going to have preachers that will come out of Breakout Radio Church, or that are associated with a Breakout Radio Church, that's going to minister into this nation and nations of the world. Mm-hmm. Now, before I get there, the question is, how do I get called to preach? How do I know that I'm a preacher? I've known a lot of wannabes. They say, well, I'm going to preach, but they get up there and they really don't have a lot to say, or if they do have something to say, there is no anointing. What is the anointing? The anointing is a supernatural entity that comes upon you to do what God has called you to do. The danger in our lives is trying to operate outside of our anointing. There's a lot of people, they want to be in business, but there's no anointing for their business. I believe that a true business person, which I call a kingly anointing, I believe that a true business person, they go out every day under a strong anointing and do great business. I believe there's a priestly anointing. That's an anointing to be a pastor. That is an anointing. There's an anointing, a prophetic anointing, where certain people are anointed to prophesy. There's a teaching anointing, where people teach in Bible schools. They teach in colleges. They teach in public schools. And it's a line upon line. They have a teaching anointing. There's a medical anointing. I've got a spiritual son who's a surgeon. I can see them when he goes into the operating room. I just see this anointing on him. He's anointed to do surgery. He has a medical anointing. But I'm talking today about a preaching anointing. And you know, I just began to feel this several years ago in 2014 when I began to Leland, one of my spiritual grandsons, and I began to co-sponsor a preaching competition. Immediately I knew I was out of my comfort zone when I started getting criticized. Don't worry about criticism. When you start doing things that other people do not comprehend, when you start doing things that other people do not understand, that you will immediately get criticized. But don't react. Learn not to be reactionary, because when you do things that people cannot get with their mind, they cannot comprehend with their understanding, they're immediately going to criticize you. Maybe they're jealous of you. Maybe they're in competition with you. I don't know. But we started this competition, and we had young people from different nations of the world send in a 5-minute sermon. And Leland and I began to look at that. We also had judges. And it's amazing after 4 years what's happened. One of the young man, the young Baptist preacher, he now is on staff, full-time staff, with one of the largest churches in America, First Baptist Church in Dallas. One of those young men has just taken a position as a preacher at the largest charismatic church in Salt Lake City, Utah. We have another one of those preachers. He preaches on high school and college campuses. We have another young lady that she travels with some of the leading Christian bands in America. She gets up and preaches before they sing. I'm just amazed at everything that has happened just among those preachers. And so I feel that same urgency today, not to have a preaching competition, but to give people that are at Breakout Radio Church, and you have a preaching anointing. How do I know that I'm a preacher? Some people do not preach until they have some type of supernatural encounter. Saul of Tarsus, who later became the Apostle Paul, I mean, he had a great light shone on him, and he fell off his donkey, and a voice said to him, Paul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So he had a divine encounter. The night that I was called to preach, I did hear the Holy Spirit say, son, I want you to preach my gospel. But do we always have to have that supernatural encounter, or can it be something that God puts in our heart? You know, sometimes when I receive a prophetic word, I hear it in my ear. Somebody speaks it, they articulate it, they verbalize it, and I hear it in my ear. Sometimes when I get a word from God, it just begins to grow in my spirit. I know it's God. And I believe that we can receive a supernatural call, or there can be just a supernatural call that happens in a different way. We just know that we're called to preach. We want to preach. When we hear somebody else preach, we say, I would like to preach. I can preach. And there's always opportunities to preach. When I was a little boy growing up, 4 or 5 years old, my parents said I would get out and preach to the chickens, and they were not a very they were quite loud in response to it, but the offerings were not very good, except when my dad took one of them for Sunday dinner and sacrificed them for our dinner. Now, what I'm saying is there's a place to preach. There's an opportunity to preach. A lot of people are just waiting till you get invited to go preach at a local church. There are more places. There are prisons. There are nursing homes. My dad used to go to the street corner. Most cities won't allow that anymore. You have to have a permit, and they won't give you the permit. But my dad would go out down on the street corner and open his Bible, begin to preach. And my friends sometimes would say, who's that old man preaching out on the street? He's a wild man. I don't think I've ever seen him before. But he preached. He had this passion to preach. So we know we're called to preach when we have that passion and that anointing. So here's what Jesus said in Luke chapter 4. And the anointing is something that comes upon us to do something that we need to do, an assignment we need to do. The anointing comes upon us in order to do that assignment. On a business person to close a deal. On a car salesman to sell that car, whatever it may be. Luke chapter 4. I'm going to read it here. These are the words of Jesus. This is how we know that we are truly called to preach the gospel. Luke chapter 4, and I'm finding it here. One moment, please. So, Luke chapter 4. I'm turning there. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. The question is, am I called to preach? Do I have that anointing? Okay, here's what Jesus said. Here's what Jesus said. So he came to Nazareth, this is Luke chapter 4, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. This is, of course, out of Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because, listen to this now, because he has anointed me to do what? To preach. Now, he goes on and tells about different anointings. But the first anointing is to preach and to preach the gospel. So a person may say, well, I'm a preacher. But if you are a preacher, you have a message, and that message is anointed. And if it's only words, it will just go out and fall to the ground somewhere before the first row of seats. But if it's anointed, there will be people that will have ears to hear and hearts to receive your words, the message that you have. And so the message needs to be preached. There needs to be a messenger to take the gospel into all the world. And so the word of the Lord that came to me from chapter the 16th chapter of the book of Mark that I begin to read, my Bible is quite torn here, so the pages stick together. I have to separate the pages. But once again, I woke with these words where Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creatures or all creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, and he who does not believe will be damned. And then he goes on down, verse 19. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. That's where he's at now, ever to make intercession for us. Now, here's what the disciples did. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word through the accompanying of signs. Amen. So how did it end? How did Mark's writings end? With the disciples going out and preaching the gospel. I declare today there is a call to preach the gospel. And we at bpnradio.com are giving people an opportunity to preach the gospel every Sunday. In fact, starting next Sunday from 6 a.m. until midnight, that's 18 hours, from 6 a.m. to midnight, we're going to have preaching, continuous preaching, people that are on our team, and some team members have not even heard about it yet, I guess. People on our team, people that we're inviting, and we have all these preachers that are going to be preaching. Tony Miller's going to be preaching, Dale Gentry preaching, Lawrence Neeson preaching. Rodney Howard Brown told me a couple of days ago he wants to preach every Sunday. Gary Smith is going to be preaching. We have some great preachers. We have some preachers that you've never known before. Tammy Logan is going to be preaching. And I don't know who all is going to be preaching. Some will be 30-minute. Most all will be 30-minute preaching. We'll have maybe a few that will be preaching for an hour, but most will be preaching 30 minutes. And so we're going to start filling it up. Preaching Sunday, we finally have gotten there, and there's going to be preaching not just from Americans, but also from those in many nations of the world, Scotland and England and Pakistan and Africa. People are going to be preaching the gospel. Then I got a big vision now. Then we're going to start another channel from bpnradio.com, sponsored by Breakout Radio Church, where we will take all of this preaching and we'll just have a preaching channel. And there will be preaching 24 hours a day on the preaching channel. 24 hours a day. And then we're also going to develop a channel that will be, we're going to develop a few channels that will help us reach the world with their language. Now, this has been in my spirit for a long, long time. I used to have a friend who was the dean of the Bible school at Oral Roberts University. And then they built City of Faith. And my friend had a apartment up on top of the 77 stories at City of Faith in Tulsa. And I knew there were some extra apartments there. And so I asked Larry about me going up there because the Holy Ghost said, go up there every month, fast and pray, and I will speak to you. Because the Holy Ghost had already told me that one day City of Faith would be a United Nations of prayer. Every nation of the world. Hallelujah. My heart beats real fast when I talk about it. Every nation of the world would have a place of prayer at the City of Faith. There was plenty of room for, there was 200 rooms for a prayer center, and that I would get to coordinate and pray with all the nations of the world. Could you believe what was happening? But never got to speak to Oral. His secretary was going to the church where I was preaching at the time. She could not get in to see him. Finally, she got into one of his associates, and they said, we don't need Dale Gentry to go up and pray. We just need Oral Roberts to pray. And so that vision died. So sometimes a vision dies, but then it's resurrected again. So what I'm seeing happen is there is different channels where we will have preaching in different languages that one day will cover the globe. It's amazing, like, the Russian channel. We'll have a Russian channel. How many nations will that cover? That will cover 20 or so nations. We'll have a Spanish channel. That will cover 79 nations of the world. That's just two. We will have a French channel, which will cover about 80 nations of the world. Can you imagine, just with four or five more preaching channels, how much of the world we'll be able to cover? And eventually, we'll be able to cover the entire world from Breakout Radio Church. Will be sending the message all over the world. You say, how can I be a part of that? Well, I can give you 30 minutes to preach. If you're anointed to preach, if you have a message to preach every week, and you'll simply record that and put it in our Dropbox by Wednesday, and then that will be played on Sunday. We'll give you a certain time. My son, Rick Gentry, he will give you all that information. In the meantime, you can call our church line. I'm trying to look and see what our church line number is. I should have it known by now.
979-596-0195.
And you can call that number, or you can call Rick Gentry, or you can go on to our website, bpnradio.com. And it has Preaching Sunday on there. Rick's phone number and his email address. We're going to start this next Sunday. Mm. We're going to preach. Every 30 minutes, somebody's going to preach. Or every hour, somebody's going to preach. I've already got nations up there that I'm looking at. It's going to be exciting. Are you a preacher? You say, well, I'm not sure. Well, the Holy Ghost can reveal to you, because we need preachers. I want you to help me pray right now. Mm-hmm. Before Allison comes to do some additional praying, I want you to help me pray right now for preachers. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray right now on bpnradio.com and Facebook Live that people that are listening today, they're being stirred up. And may they not, maybe they're not hearing a sound from heaven. Maybe they're not having some type of out-of-body experience, but they know in their heart that they call to preach. God has put a message in their heart. Whether they're young or old, rich or poor, whether they're white or black or brown or red, doesn't make any difference. They say, I want to be a part of this preaching ministry at Breakout Radio Church as we begin to expand and go into all the world. That's what Jesus said to me. That's what the Holy Ghost said to me Friday morning. They'll go into all the world. I thought we was already doing it, but we're only doing it in English, and we're not doing it to the capacity that we can do it. We're going to do other things. We'll prophesy, play music, we'll teach, but there is a passion in my heart to call people to preach. We need preachers. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you'll speak to people today that have the preaching anointing. They have a message in their heart. There's passion in their heart. Hallelujah. And when I started preaching, I preached to the wall. Nobody invited me, but I had to preach. I had to get it out. And so I just believe that God is calling people to preach today. Hallelujah. And that you will know that you are called to preach, that you have a preaching anointing on your life. He is anointed. Jesus said he's anointed me to preach the gospel. And I declare that God is raising up anointed preachers to preach the gospel. And if you are called to preach, I want you to participate. We're getting it going this week. In Jesus' name. If you don't know the Lord, I want to give you an opportunity to know Jesus. If you're a backslider far away from God, I want to give you an opportunity to know the Lord. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want you to say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And if you said that prayer, your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You have eternal life. And you too can win souls. I try to win souls everywhere I go. I try to be sensitive. I was in the bathroom, the men's restroom, the other day. Went to eat at a restaurant. The guy in there was cleaning, and I said, "Can I pray for you?" I said, "If you were to die, would you go to heaven?" And he said, "No, I wouldn't." So I said, "Can I pray for you?" And he said, "Yes." I led him to Jesus. Had a group of men to come and work on Spanish-speaking guys work on my sprinkler system the other day, about nine of them. I gathered them all around. I said, I want to pray for you guys before you go. I had one interpreter. I led all of them to Jesus. They accepted the Lord. And so when we come to know the Lord, we're to invite others to know Jesus as well, wherever it may be. And if you're not a member of a church, you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, we've had a malfunction now for several weeks. If you have joined the church and you've not received a confirmation, that means that it did not go through. We didn't discover this for quite a while. We have the malfunction repaired. So go to bpnradio.com, and if you go to Breakout Radio Church, there is a link, and you can put your information down there, and then you can send us down at the comments, give me a comment or a prayer request or what have you. And hit the button. You'll become a member of Breakout Radio Church. I'll be praying for you, reaching out to you. We have members in over 40 states and nations of the world. I'm excited. Allison is going to come. We got about 11 more minutes before we go. She's going to come and pray and share an addendum. And I'm just excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. As people respond to the call to preach in America and around the world, hallelujah, we are going to reach every nation of the world.
Yes.
All right, Allison.
Mm-hmm. Oh, such a good message today, huh? Hello, everybody. Isn't it good to be back? Oh, feels so good. I walked in here today, and just walking into this space, there is a different feeling that comes over you, and it's so warm and loving and inviting, and it feels so good to be in this space. And I know you all feel that coming through the airwaves, coming through the internet, and we're just so excited to be back. And so as Papa Dale was delivering this message, I mean, one of the things that was really stirring in my spirit is that there's people out there who are having, like you said, those feelings of, you know, I haven't had that divine happening. Like, you know, I haven't just heard God like booming down and saying, preach the gospel or whatever. But there's this stirring inside of you that's kind of like, I think that's me. I think he's calling to me. And yet, what happens is as that nudge and that stirring is happening, Satan is quickly coming in and he's downloading fear into you. He's downloading unworthiness into you, and just how he likes to do, and how sneaky he can be. And I know for me personally, for a long time, I struggled with the whole, like, well, I'm a woman, so what place do I have as a woman to possibly preach and prophesy? Is that, you know, so I felt this, like, condemnation that because I was a woman that I didn't have the power or authority to be able to speak God's word, and something that spoke to me. So I just share that because I feel like maybe there's someone else who, again, you're a woman and you're feeling like, do I have a place to really do this? And one of the things that has always spoken to me is, you know, Pastor Dale he started with Mark 16, right? And in Mark 16:9, after he rose from the dead early on Sunday, Jesus appeared first to Mary Magdalene, a woman out of whom he had cast seven demons. He first appeared to a woman. And then 16:10 says, she brought the news back to all those who had followed him and were still mourning and weeping. A woman brought back the good news.
Yeah.
A woman brought back the good news. And I look at that verse and I'm like, you know, nothing in this Bible is by accident. Nothing in his word is just there as fluff or there for us to look over. It is intentional. Every single if and or but or every word is intentional. Yeah. It was intentional that the first person who saw him was a woman whom he had previously casted out seven demons. So there are those of you who are dealing with unworthiness right now, thinking you are too unworthy to possibly preach his word. You are not. He says right here, you are not. There is nothing that you have done in the past that calls you to be too unworthy to preach his word, to go out to the nations on a rescue mission. You know, some of us have been given the testimony that we have been given so that we can connect, we can identify with those who feel unworthy, right? And then I go to, again, Luke 4, where you were at, right? And right before he went to the synagogue and he was teaching and he was preaching, right before that, for 40 days, Jesus was wandering around the desert. Right? Filled with the Holy Spirit. He was wandering around the desert, but guess who found him? The devil. Mm-hmm. The devil found him, right? So just because we're with the Holy Spirit and we're wandering around does not mean the devil won't come in. Even when we were praying right there together, I had to say what Jesus said, get out of my face, Satan. Get out of my face, get out of my head,
yeah.
Right? Because we can be getting a message, and when we're getting a message that we're really supposed to hear, who's going to come in with confusion? Who's going to come in and try to steal that from us? Because he knows the consequences of what happens when we are set free to go do what Jesus has called us to do.
Yeah.
Right? So he came to Jesus, and he said, since you're the Son of God, you don't need to be hungry. Just go tell that stone to transform into bread, right? And Jesus had scripture to come back to him with, right? Jesus had truth to come back. You have truth to stand back. And if you have heard from the Lord, you have heard that nudging in your spirit, there is truth that sits on your side. Truth always prevails. You know, I had a great conversation with my son the other day, our 7-year-old son, and he said, "Mom, why do I always see, like, in the cartoons where, you know, like there's the devil sitting on one side and God sitting on the other side, right?" And he likes to watch some of the old school cartoons that Ian and I watched when we were little. And sure enough, you know, that's what they depict. And I said, "Well, son, because, you know, the truth be told, that's really what's happening here in this world, is that, you know, every single day God gave us the power of choice. Right? God gave us the beautiful power of choice, and we are confronted each and every day with that choice. We can choose to listen to the devil, or we can choose to listen to God. God gave us that. You know, he didn't make us robots. He could have. He could have made us robots that just all fall in line, right? Just all follow line, obedient, and just walking. But instead, he loved us so much that he gave us the power of choice, that each and every day we could choose to follow him. Sure. We could choose to love him. And so for those of you that was stirring in your spirit today as Pastor Dale was preaching this message, and I feel so overcome with the Holy Spirit. How do I know? Because I start shaking. I just feel him. And I feel his presence. And I just want to pray for those of you right now. Those of you who have that gentle nudging in your spirit. Father God, I just pray that you protect them. God, that you give them the strength to step back out of any fear that they've been trying to walk forward in. Right? Because we can walk forward, and we can walk forward in fear, and we can walk forward in the wrong direction. And God, I just ask that you guide their steps, that you take them out of the direction of fear, and you take them into the direction of courage and bravery and strength, God. God, that you give them, you pour down the grace and the mercy that is only yours to pour down. God, that even though that the spirit of confusion wants to come over them, God, that you encompass them in your light, God, that you encompass them in your light, God, and in your love. More importantly, God, that you encompass them in peace.
That's right.
God, that they don't have to know everything, that they just have to step each step at a time, just one step at a time, one choice at a time, walking out in truth. God, there's so many out there who just know that they have a message that only you have been able to give to them, a testimony in which they can preach from.
Yeah.
They can preach a message that transcends all language barriers.
Right.
Yes, Jesus, that there is a way. There is a way to transcend all of that, that by your power and your grace,
hallelujah,
that those who have been called will step out today.
Yes.
Will step out today. Now, understanding that your church, Jesus, doesn't have to look a particular way. That we break free of all of those chains that are on us. That I have to be a man to be able to preach the gospel. We break that chain right now in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
That I have to stand in a room that's encompassed by four walls and that there's lined with pews. That we break that.
Right.
That Jesus' church has no walls.
That's right.
We break that right now in your name, Jesus. And right now, I it's stirring in my spirit. And those of you who are called to preach right now, there's something bubbling into your, from your belly. There's something bubbling in. There's something that wants to come out.
Yes.
And whatever that is that wants to come out right now, just speak it. Whatever it is, just start speaking it. Whether it's the message, there's a message. Maybe it's a 30-minute, an hour-long sermon that just needs to finally come out of you as proof that you were born to preach.
Yes.
Maybe it's finally feeling that gift of the tongues, the tongues that he's given to you. I told my husband the other night, I said I woke up and I was speaking in tongues when I woke
Hallelujah.
up. And I had to go back and I had to revisit the dream in which that I was in, because it was, I knew that that was a God dream that I was in. If he woke me up speaking in tongues.
Hallelujah.
I pray right now that the chains, any chains that are binding you, any chains of fear of man, be gone. Fear of man, be gone right now. For those of you who have been held back by the fear of man, the spirit of performance.
That's right.
So many of us have so many different fears that if we peel them back like layers of an onion, if we peel them back, we find out that they all rest on a fear of man. I break that right now in Jesus' name. I break out that spirit right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Satan, take a seat. Take a seat right now in Jesus' name. You have no power, no authority here in Jesus' name. And I bless you. I bless those of you who today, you right now, if there's some of you that you're like, you're not even listening anymore because the sermon is just coming out of you. I feel it. I feel it right now. And I just want you to say yes with me. So many times we get caught up in the someday I'm going to do that. Thinking that we've said yes to something. Yes and someday are two different things. Say yes. Say yes. Right now, Jesus, I just feel like he wants you to take that leap. He says, say yes to the leap and I will show you the rest.
Yes.
But first you say yes to the leap. Just say yes to the leap, and I bless you, and a hedge of protection over each and every one of you. I love you. I love you so much.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Allison Kieber. What a wonderful, wonderful job of preaching. Allison's anointed to preach, there's
yes,
no doubt.
Yes, she is.
And to pray. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying as we close out today, we've got to come out of our comfort zone.
Yes.
That's right.
We've got to come out of our comfort zone. We definitely are not in a comfort zone. You know, all those years of being able to see people going into churches and congregations saying amen and responding.
That's
now
right.
I've had to move into a whole new level of anointing where I don't see the people I'm ministering to. So I have to be anointed to preach to this microphone and sometimes to the screen and not seeing who's listening. Who's there, where they at, but it's just the anointing to preach.
That's right.
Father, we thank you for this wonderful service today. Thank you for Ian Allison Kieber, and thank you for Jean Gentry, my wonderful wife. We love you, Breakout Radio Church.
Yes, we do.
We are here for you. We want to serve you, be a part of your lives. I just believe we're entering to a very exciting season.
Yes,
have a wonderful day. Have a great day. Remember, the service will be repeated at 10 a.m. today and also throughout the day on Facebook Live. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
We love you.
We love you.